At the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, I am speaking to Krista Morris. She works for the National Reining Horse Association. And Krista, there's a lot of people that might not know much about what this word reining means. And it certainly is a very integral part of competitive equine sports, I guess you would say. So why don't you first of all tell us a little bit about this sport and get into how it works and what it means.
Okay. Reining is a sport that was actually started here in the United States back whenever the United States was being settled and the cowboys were moving cattle across the country. They needed a horse that they could rely on to react quickly with little or no cues. And what happened over the years is people decided to start having contests just to see how good their horses were compared to others. And then an association was formed in 1966, the National Reining Horse Association, to help promote and govern the sport of reining.
Again, I think it would be helpful to describe the competition itself. What does the horse and the rider do?
Okay. A lot of times it's very easy to compare it to figure skating. A lot of people have seen that, and they know that there's different required maneuvers that the people need to perform, and they're judged on their ability to perform those maneuvers. And that is the same with reining. We have 11 patterns, and they have different requirements, and each maneuver is judged. They start the pattern with a 70, and then they can be plused or minus, depending on how well the horse and the rider perform together.
Well, describe some of those moves, because I know I've watched it where they, make figure eights, and they have to stop where we see the sliding action is the best way I can describe it, and back up and spin around. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of different moves involved here.
Yes, and the sliding stop is our signature maneuver, and it will begin with the horse running down the arena, gradually gathering speed, and then they'll come to a sliding stop in the arena. Lots of times you'll see the dirt flying, and it's really exciting. And that's one thing that's great about reining is when people see something they really like, they make noise. They whistle, they cheer, they yell, and it can really get the whole audience pumped whenever a horse does a great maneuver.
From what I've been learning, there are, I guess from the judging standpoint, things like, tail position of the horse and stuff, I've been told matters.
We do look at the overall appearance of the horse, but really whenever it comes to judging, we judge on how well those maneuvers are performed. Eye appeal really isn't judged, but people do like to see a beautiful horse, for sure.
Maybe that's just because I've taken some photos and they've pointed out, well, we like this one better than that one, like you said. So this is a competition taking place here at the World Equestrian Games. We've already had team competition, but there's also individual still to come?
Yes, tomorrow we'll have the qualifying round where five more people will get the opportunity to compete in the individual finals coming up later this week.
Well, before we close here, NRHA, tell me, do you all have any of your own competitions that you get involved in? And maybe you could mention how you're involved here at the Equestrian Games.
Okay. Well, as far as the organization in general, we are an international body. We have shows approved in more than 30 countries. We have about 700 shows total approved by our association each year, 15,000 members all over the world. We have two major events that NRHA hosts, the NRHA Futurity and the NRHA Derby here in the States. And then we also have the equivalents in Europe now, which is great for us. We have a lot of growth in Europe, and that's something we're really excited about.
So you have to go to all those every year?
We do have to go to quite a few, not all 700, but quite a few. We try to get out and see people and get them excited about the sport and help them just enjoy it more.
Well, I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to speak with me here so we can learn a little bit more about this thing we call reining when it comes to equine sports. And that is Krista Morris with the National Reining Horse Association. From Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.